I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. God, I can't help but declare that statement every single morning that I praise, because if you had not been on our side, if you had not touched us with your finger of love this morning and woke us up, God, if you had not protected us all night long from danger seen and unseen, I wouldn't be able to wake up this morning in prayer and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I wouldn't be able to make that statement. I wouldn't be able to declare those words. I wouldn't be able to boastfully declare, God, that this is the day that the Lord has made. That's a brand new day you have made, but it's because of your goodness. It's because of your mercy. It's because of your favor. It's just because of your love. And so every single morning I get up to pray, God, I have to make that declaration. God, I thank you for a brand new day that you have made. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you that my mind is stayed on you. I have a desire to pray. I have a desire to seek your face. God, you declare that we should have that desire consistently, Lord, that we should pray without ceasing, and that men should always pray and not faint. God, we must find ourselves consistently seeking after you in prayer, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, and you've called us to pray. Oh, God, pray when things are going good. You called us to pray. pray when things are going bad. You've called us to pray. God, when things don't seem like they're working out for our good, you called us to pray. When there's sickness in the land and sickness in our bodies, God, you called us to pray. Well, God, when dangers are around us, God, when dangers are nowhere near us, God, you called us to pray. In whatsoever state that we find ourselves in, God, you called us to pray. Yes, you called us to be content, Lord, but we only can be content, God, is if we are in a state of peace. And you are the only one, God, that can give us peace in whatsoever state that we find ourselves in. So, God, we seek your face this day. And we ask that your will might be done. Come to more and have your way in our hearts, and come to more and have your way in our minds and our lives, even now in the name of Jesus. Help us to remain steadfast. Help us to remain unmovable. Help us to be about the work of the Lord. Help us to understand in our labor, God, what we do for Christ, that's the only thing will last. And our labor is not in vain, because we're going to reap. We shall reap if we faint not. We shall receive the rewards of our labor if we don't give up hope, if we don't turn away, if we don't turn away from the gospel plow, if we don't give up and turn tail and run away. God, you have a promise for us. You have victory in store for us. God, you have an expected end for us. And so, God, we put our trust and we put our hopes in you, God. We don't want to go through this life, God, not living in a heavenly realm, or God, and not receiving the rewards that you have destined for us. For you know the way that we should take. You know the way that we should go. And God, you know just what you have planned for me. You know everything that you have for me. You know my ending from my beginning. And so, God, help me that I may conform to your will, and that I may be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Touch the minds of your people even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough comes, oh God, first in the mind, that we would understand, God, that we don't have to put you in a box, Lord, but that we can let you out of the box and believe the impossible, receive the invisible, believe the impossible, those things we can't see, the invisible, receive the impossible, God, that we can just put our trust in you, God. Understand that you will never fail, that you'll never come up short, that you'll never fall short of your glory. But everything you do, God, your word accomplishes. You promise in your word that your word will ever return unto you void. But it declares that it shall accomplish what it set forth to accomplish. Fulfill your purpose in our lives. Conform us to your will and conform us to your way. Transform our minds even now and to get us to thinking on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are of a good report, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you might get the glory out of us. God, we want you to get the glory out of our lives this day. We want to go through the day, God, oh God, filled up, Lord, with the ideas and the great thoughts that you have placed in us, Lord. But we want to go through the day and fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. The songwriter says, fill me up and so I can go out and spill it all out and pour it all out into this world, Lord. But I don't want to go through the day and not do what you've called for me to do. I don't want to complete this day and not be the witness that you've called for me to be. God, I don't want to go through the day and not share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone. So, God, equip me even now, God, in the name of Jesus, and fill me up right now, Lord, so I can go out and pour out your word, pour out your goodness, pour out your love, pour out your kindness, pour out your patience, pour out your temperance, God, pour out your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and share it with a world, oh God, that is dying in need of someone to love them, dying and in need of someone to share the good news of Jesus Christ, dying and in need of hope today. Our hope is built in nothing less but in Jesus, his blood, and his righteousness. That's who our foundation is. Everything that we do, God, in this world, Lord, needs to be on your sure foundation so that you might get the glory, that we may walk worthy of our calling, that we may let our light shine, and that we may be, God, the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, the peculiar people that you have called for us to be in this dark and dying world. Let us not conform to this world, for the flesh leads to death. carnally mindedness leads to death. But they that allow the Spirit to lead them, those that are spiritually minded, God, are led to life and peace. And that life and peace, God, is in every area of our lives. If we invite your Spirit to come in and have his way, Lord, he leads us. He guides us. He empowers us. He protects us. He strengthens us. Oh, God, he guides us in every area of our lives. If we're just willing to submit to his will and submit to your way, God. So help us to surrender even now. I surrender all to you, God. I surrender my thoughts. I surrender my will. I surrender my actions, God. I surrender, oh God, my steps, Lord. I surrender, oh God, my plans. I give them all the way over to you so that you might fulfill purpose in my life today. That I may be an encourager of the brotherhood or someone else, God, a sister, God. That I may be someone that will be able to lift someone up today and let them know that Jesus saved. Pray for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that they would know you, God, that they would get to know you more intimately, Lord. Oh God, that they may know you more intimately, Lord, and understand the sacrifice that you made for us today. And I'm willing to be that vessel to share that with someone today in the name of Jesus. And so bless us, Lord, today. We need your help and we need your strength. We need more of you, God. We can't make it without you, Lord. So come the more and have your way. Oh, God, make us right, God. Heal our brokenness, God. Heal, oh, God, convict us of our wickedness, God. Shape us and mold us, God, and smooth out the rough edges in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we might be vessels of honor. Vessels of your glory, vessels of love. Oh, God, heal every wound. Heal every piece of brokenness. We give ourselves to you, for you are the potter. We are the clay. God, you shape us and mold us back over again. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Make us new today, Lord. Help us to be new today. Let us lay aside those old things. Let us lay aside weights and sins that easily beset us. Help us, God, today to run the race, to be the best runner in this race, God, that we can possibly be today. God, because life is too short to be hung up on those things that we have no control over. Life is too short to be stuck on things that are in our past that we can't do over again, that we can't go and repeat and do it right this time around. God, we can't take back those words that we put out into the atmosphere, Lord, or to destroy someone or to put down someone. But from this day forward, Lord, you can make us new. We don't have to repeat those same mistakes, but we can learn from those things. And then we can present our bodies to you as a living sacrifice. Mature us in you, Lord, today. Grow us in you, Lord, today. Draw us nearer to thee, O Lord, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may bring you glory and honor and praise in our lives, in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts, and all around us. Thank you, God, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to be overcomers. Thank you for the power to do all things. Thank you, God, today for life and life that more abundantly. Bless your people. Thank you for allowing them to take time to join us in prayer this morning. Oh, God, honor their sacrifice. Honor their commitment. Honor, God, their desire to pray. Because, God, you are the answer to the world today. And you are the answer to every single issue, every single problem. You are the answer. You are the solution for the world today. And not only for the world, you are the answer and you are the solution for every single believer as well. If you transform us, God, transform our minds, God, and get our minds in line with you, there's nothing, God, that the enemy can do to stop us from receiving our breakthrough and walking in our breakthrough. We are already the winner. We already have the victory. The battle has already been won. You've already been wounded, God, so we're already healed. You've already gotten up off of the cross and rose from the dead. God, we already have the victory. We just need to trust you. Walk in our victory. Continue to move forward. And our breakthrough is upon us. Bless us today. Help us to walk in breakthrough today. Help us to remain steadfast in prayer today. and enter into our breakthrough, oh God, so that your will might be done in our lives and that you might get the glory out of us. Bless us this day. Keep your hands of protection around us all day long. Take us to our different destinations safely. But God, bring us back here at the appointed place and appointed time. Gather us again together, God. Oh God, and our next service to gather again is prayer. And we thank you because we have a desire to pray. Bless us this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.